It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Each Wednesday on our Neighbors in Action segment, we feature a person or an organization that's working to make the Lansing area a better place. This is a listener-generated segment, meaning that each week the person or organization we highlight will be nominated by you. And for this week's Neighbors in Action, we look more closely at the Lansing chapter of Reading is Fundamental, or RIF. RIF is a national program that encourages kids around the country to read. And with me in the studio to tell us about Lansing RIF is the director, Jennifer Otto. Welcome, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I think everybody's heard of Reading is Fundamental, or RIF, but let's go a little bit deeper. Tell us more about this specific, the nuts and bolts of the work that you do.
Lansing RIF, or actually every RIF program, is a book distribution program. And the idea is that you get children to become a community of readers by providing them access to books that they want to read. So we have a lot of books for the kids to choose from that they get for free, and they get to pick the one they want most of all and bring it home. And that's the basic core of what RIF is.
What ages are we talking about here?
In the Lansing schools, and we've been in the school district for about 36 years, we go from pre-primary this year until 8th grade. Up until this year, it's been pre-primary until 10th grade, but we've had some funding excitements in the past year.
I can see that. We'll get to that in just a second. When does pre-primary start? What age is that?
Pre-primary kids, maybe 3 to 5 years old.
Okay. And how many do you give out over the course of a year?
We give out between 30,000 and 40,000 books over the course of a year. And in fact, Lansing RIF, over our 36 years, have given out going close to 1.5 million books.
Wow. What are some of the titles that are you're giving out this year, right now?
We try to make a nice balance between the really hot, popular titles and really good titles, and some of those are hot and popular, too. We give out a lot of Captain Underpants, but we give out books by Walter Dean Myers, which are books about kids facing real situations in places like Lansing, Michigan. We give out picture books from Naked Mole Rat Gets Dressed, one of my new favorites, to old-fashioned ones like Henny Penny. And we usually have a couple thousand titles on at one time.
Captain Underpants, Naked Mole Rat.
Yeah, you see a theme? Authors know
you
what
said
kids
it.
Want.
Yeah, I didn't have to say it. You said it. I love when that happens. Tell us about the kids that you serve, their needs, their issues.
The kids in the Lansing School District are, as we serve through them through 8th grade, are all part of the RIF program. And in the Lansing School District, there's a great many kids at risk. Part of the reason is that many families with more money have taken their kids outside of the district for schools of choice, leaving it increasingly a more difficult situation in the city of Lansing. We know that there are kids in the Lansing School District whose only books at home have come from the RIF program. And in fact, we've been there so long that we have volunteers now who were RIF kids as children, and they've said as much to us.
How about that? Wow. 36 years, you say, in Lansing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you conduct a survey too of the kids, and sometimes you get some interesting comments.
We
back,
do. A few years ago, we started RIF in the high schools, which is very unusual. Generally, literacy programs are targeted toward the early ages as you get more bang for your buck to catch a kid really early. But we felt that students, especially in the transition from middle school to high school, were in a very difficult and dicey kind of period, and that if they had something as positive and familiar to them as RIF that they've been having since preschool or kindergarten, it might be good for them. So the first year we did 9th grade, we did a survey of the students and asked them how they liked it. We surveyed the teachers as well, and of course it was overwhelmingly positive. But the one answer that sticks with us the most, and this was an anonymous survey, we don't know the child, we don't know the book, but the child wrote, "This book explains me."
That is profound. This was a 9th grader?
This was a 9th grader.
Wow.
We know that at that age, one book can make a difference, and we like to think that we have.
Early childhood education is a huge discussion right now amongst policymakers. Does that stand to impact your program somehow? Reading is Fundamental. Have you explored that?
I don't know that it's going to affect Lansing RIF very much, other than the fact that we did many years ago go back and pick up the pre-primary classes in the district. many, many years ago, it must be 10 or 12 years ago, we started a birth through five book distribution program, which was then handed off to the Capital Area District Library. But the birth through five is a real targeted area for federal dollars, and it may be one of the reasons why national money isn't going to groups or programs like ours that serve school-age kids.
Okay. Now, for our listeners, tell us, how did you become involved in this cause?
I started off as a RIF volunteer. Our program, there's only one employee for Lansing RIF, and I'm it. I'm a part-time employee in the school district who has supported RIF so well all these years, hires me to do this. So I was a RIF mom. When my kids were in elementary school, I was a volunteer. I went over to the RIF office and picked out my books. I brought them to school and spread them all around and sat there all day giving books to kids. How great is that? And then when one of their coordinators retired and they had to get another one, I applied for the job and got it. And that was, 16, 17 years ago.
Before we run out of time, I do want to talk to you about the major hit that you took in terms of federal funding. What happened?
The National RIF Program lost its federal funding, and as a result, the grants that they gave local programs like ours went way down. And so our funding from National RIF went from $51,975 to $3,408.
Ouch. Wow.
And so this year's program, we scaled down. Instead of three books for every child pre-primary to 10th grade, we're giving two books to every child pre-primary through 8th grade, and have spent this year working really hard raising funds to put us into a secure position for next year.
Briefly, Jennifer, how do new volunteers get involved? How do people hearing this join you?
You can call me. My school district number is 517-755-4167. Look us up on Facebook, look for Lansing Reading is Fundamental RIF, or you can email me, jennifer.otto@lansingschools.net. We'd like your money, we'd like your volunteer services, we like everybody.
Jennifer Otto is Director of Lansing RIF, or Reading is Fundamental. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And if you'd like to nominate someone or an organization to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment each Wednesday, please send an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do. You can even nominate yourself if you like. And today's suggestion of Lansing RIF came from listener Marilyn Wilson. Thank you, Marilyn.